Thanks for calling Blackwater Marine.
Hi, Eric, please.
He's on the phone.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Can I wait for him?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Eric. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. We're working on your approval for the crane. And I just had a quick question.
Right.
With our credit department. They're showing that the business address is coming up as Action Recovery Service.
Yeah, Action Recovery Service is in the same building.
They're in the same building. Okay, because we don't, when we Google that address, we don't see anything about Blackwater Marine.
Well, yeah, you mean like Street View or something like that?
Well, just nothing comes up with that address for Blackwater Marine. Was it always that name, or did it change names ever?
No, never changed.
No? Okay.
Maybe try, I know on our website we had to list it as 10019A Robert Road. So maybe that'll change something, because that's...
Yeah, maybe. Okay. And so that is that your landlord? Because I have that on the application there, your landlord?
Yes.
Okay, so you just rent a space there. Okay, perfect. Now, we are working on this. We should have something here later today. And I know you're working with another bank as well. Have they issued approval for you?
No.
No.
They're waiting on some paperwork, too. And really, at this point, you know, honestly, it's kind of gotten to a level where, I don't know, I'm probably going to cancel the whole deal.
Oh, why is that?
Well, mainly just because I found another option. Instead of the monorail crane system, it's not exactly what I want, but it's about $20,000 cheaper.
Okay.
And it'll still get the job done. But I don't want to cancel anything yet until I've got that done. So let's just keep trucking forward in case something falls through on that end. You never know.
We already have one approval already issued for you. We were just working on a second one to see how the terms would end up on that. So we already have you approved. Now, the quote I have shows the equipment is around $32,000, I think. Is that accurate? But I'm showing the total equipment cost on the application is $45,000. What is the variance there from?
Say that again for me. I'm sorry.
So the quote we have says the equipment is about $32,000, but that you're looking for $45,000 to be approved. So I was wondering what that extra, you know, $13,000 was for.
Okay, because the crane is that much, but the difference is there for the soft costs, like electricians.
Okay.
Wiring in the unit, and then the concrete footers and things like that have to be installed.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, so you just need some soft costs approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't include the people that sell the crane, they don't include that in their
estimate. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Well, let me see here. Yeah, so we do have the approval issued. So we were just trying to get a second option for you as well. So even if you have that approved, are you not going to go that route? Do you want the equipment that costs less? Is that your preference?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, I don't. That's not uh-huh. my preference. But because
oh, okay.
there's also a time element too that has nothing to do with you guys. It actually has to do with the crane system people. They're
yeah.
trying to tell me it might be middle of October, end of October, before I could have it installed.
Oh wow!
And
okay.
And I need it. I need it. Actually, I need it next week.
Oh wow!
And it's just, and they originally told me they could have it installed in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as this whole thing started shaking out, we started doing credit apps and all these kind of things. Next thing you know, they're like, it's going to take about 6 to 8 weeks. I'm like, whoa, that's not what we talked about before. And they're like, okay, we can definitely do it in 6. Like, you know,
okay.
jerk around. And that's actually one of the biggest reasons I had to start looking another route.
I see. Okay. Now, if you go the other route, will you still need financing for that equipment?
Well, they got a lease agreement. It's going to be a set of forklifts is what I'm buying instead.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like buying a car. You know, they do lease agreements and stuff like uh-huh. that there. So I'd be leasing.
Okay. But you just don't know what route you're going to go yet.
Well, essentially, as long as these forklifts stay available,
uh-huh.
that's the route I'm going. The only reason I would change
okay.
at this point is if the availability to that equipment
Mhm. Okay.
There.
Got it.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
And like I said, that actually has nothing to do with this financing or anything that
right.
you guys have done, or even the other people. It's strictly because they kind of jerked me around on.
Yeah.
Time frame, and maybe I misunderstood them, and I'm just wrong in this case. But either way, I still need what I need by a certain.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. Do you have any needs for working capital? Any unsecured capital for anything?
Not right now.
No? Okay.
Not right now. No.
Okay. So do you want us to let you know the approval terms once we have them all? Or?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean,
okay.
Obviously, as much as we've gone through at this point, it wouldn't hurt
mm-hmm.
to just see what comes
okay.
next, I guess.
Okay, so we'll just check back in with you, see what you decide, and then if you need the approval, we'll have that available for you.
All right.
Okay. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.